Bill, welcome back for another season of WBFO's Behind the Bench.
Thank you for having me back, Omar.
Well, the new season starts tonight with a home game against Montreal, but big news yesterday with star forward Jack Eichel suffering an ankle injury. He'll be out for a while. That's devastating news for the team and for its fans.
It certainly is. There's so much optimism around the team that there hasn't been in years. There's a real belief they're going to make the playoffs. And a day before the opener, just the last practice of the preseason, the last 5-10 minutes, Jack Eichel goes down. And it was really a surreal scene. You heard him go down. It looked pretty innocuous. And you could tell right away it was pretty significant by the way he reacted, the pain he was in, just how he was taken off the ice. And this is a huge blow for the Sabres. He could be their best player this year. He's a young star. He's a potential superstar. I think he has the capability to score 40 goals, have more than a point a game. And you take that out of the lineup, and it's significant. And one of the interesting things about watching Jack Eichel for a full season was just his durability. He missed one game last year because of the flu. And for someone who had the puck so much, who was keyed on by opponents, he didn't get hit. It just shows you how smart he is, how quick he is, how he just anticipates the play. And to see him on the ice like that was quite an odd scene.
Eichel will miss some time. How does the team make up for his absence?
Well, you obviously can't replace a Jack Eichel. He's one of the game's top talents. He's perhaps the Sabres' best player. And he's a guy I think a lot of people, including myself, thought would score 30 or more goals this year, have maybe even around 70, 80 points. And to take that out of the lineup is significant. And there could be a domino effect. He was going to be playing with Evander Kane and Sam Reinhart. And late last season, that was the Sabres' best line. It was the first time they had a real number one NHL line in years, really. And Reinhart and Eichel have a special chemistry. And you wonder how Sam Reinhart will do without someone to get him the puck and how Evander Kane will do without a top center. It's not an easy fix, and there probably is no fix. But the Sabres are lucky it's not longer than it is, because if you saw the scene on the ice in the first Niagara Center, it looked like it could be very, very significant.
Let's take a look back at the offseason. The Sabres made a splash by adding a top free agent forward, Kyle Okposo. They also acquired a starting defenseman, Dmitry Kulikov. Those are two pretty significant additions.
They are quite significant. Okposo was the best free agent in a pretty weak class, in my opinion, but still a very good addition. A guy who hits some significant numbers in today's game. He's good for about 20, 25 goals, 55, 60 points. And you don't think of Kyle Okposo as a star, but very quietly, he's one of the league's top scorers in the past few years. And he should fit very nicely beside Ryan O'Reilly on the first or second line, or even Jack Eichel at some point maybe, as one of the Sabres' top producers. And Kulikov was overshadowed a little bit after they got Okposo a few days later. But his addition is also very significant. He'll probably be playing with Rasmus Ristolainen at least to start. That'll definitely be their number one pair. He's an aggressive guy. He has some offensive upside that I think could grow. One thing to watch for with him, I know the Sabres liked it. It's not something you might always notice in a game, but just the way he breaks the puck out of the zone. He's very good at doing it. It might be quietly one of his best assets, and it's something the Sabres need.
And speaking of Ristolainen, the team did re-sign its top defenseman to a long-term deal just a couple of days ago.
It's an interesting deal in that I think there was a belief that it would get done pretty early, maybe even in July, the way Tim Murray spoke when we spoke to him about 3 months ago. But it dragged on, and it got to the point where you were wondering if he was going to miss games, if he was going to go back overseas and play for a while. He was practicing as a goodwill gesture to the team, but he clearly wanted to be here. I don't think he wanted to hold out. And for what he can do, what he can be, $5.4 million cap hit is pretty affordable. And I think even by the end of this year, he's talented enough where we could be looking at that contract and looking at it as a true, true bargain.
Well, the most important player to the Sabres' success this year could be goalie Robin Lehner, and he was injured for much of last season.
This is a new territory for him. He's never been a starting NHL goalie regularly. He's never hit the 50-game mark. And as you mentioned with the injury last year, that was opening night. He missed 3 months. It dogged him all year. He finally had season-ending surgery in late March. So you take that significant ankle injury, you throw in a scary concussion he had 2 years ago with Ottawa, and he's played about 20 NHL games in 20 months. But in talking to Robin Lehner, he really senses this is his time, this is his opportunity, the opportunity of a career. The Sabres believe in him. They gave up a first-round draft choice for him. They want him to be their starter. He likes the team. He likes the direction of it. He likes living in the area. So from an athlete's perspective, he basically has everything he could want. He really committed himself during the offseason. He dropped probably about 40 pounds. You can tell he wants it. He wants to be the Sabres' number one goalie.
Well, who are some players who made an impression in training camp and in the preseason? Some of the guys who ended up making the team include forwards Derek Grant and Hudson Fashing, also defenseman Casey Nelson.
Well, all three just a few weeks ago I thought might be in Rochester, just at least to start the season. Grant's an interesting guy. Tim Murray knows him from their days together in Ottawa. He's played about 40 NHL games with Ottawa and Calgary. Hasn't really done very much, but last year he kind of became a minor league star. He scored at a 50-goal pace, and even though he didn't do much when he was up with the Flames for a little bit, I think that kind of put him back on the radar as a guy teams would be interested in, and the Sabres signed him the second day of free agency, and right from the get-go of training camp, from the first scrimmages, he impressed. And then throughout the exhibition season, he was their best player, notable every night, scoring, playing a two-way game. He's very good in the faceoff circle, which is always needed. So he earned it. And I think given some of the injuries they have, there might be an opportunity for him to play some decent minutes. Fashing, of course, ended last season with the Sabres after leaving the University of Minnesota. And I think he had an okay run then. But clearly, that small taste of the NHL, he carried that into the summer. He had a new confidence. And he's a very mature guy. He's 21 going on 30. He sounds like a 10-year vet, and I think that maturity has definitely helped him in his habits and throughout training camp and acclimating to the NHL. Nelson also played 7 games last year, and I think it's a bit of the same thing where mature guy, he got some confidence from playing in the NHL, and he carried that into training camp and had a very nice camp.
The Sabres made a huge jump in the standings last year after 3 pretty dismal seasons. They nearly finished 500. What are your expectations for this year?
My expectations is that they'll take another jump up and maybe even make the playoffs. I think they have the talent. I think they have the coaching staff. But they're in a very tough division. Tampa and Florida are kind of set. Montreal will be much better with Carey Price back. Boston's always good. Same thing with Detroit. I'm not sure if they're good enough to clinch a playoff spot in that division yet. That said, there's no reason they shouldn't take it down to the wire, and if they don't make the playoffs, shouldn't be in the race for the last week or so. But I do think they have a playoff-caliber team.
Bill Hoppe joins us each Thursday morning during the hockey season for WBFO's Behind the Bench. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Omar.